Greetings and salutations. What's goody, folk? Welcome back to your Spiritually Logic podcast, where I am your host, coach, and creator of all things soul-driven, soul-intended, Bryce Bryson. In this podcast episode, we're now going to deal with self-empowerment and some ways to achieve them. So as always, let's just jump right into it. Self-empowerment means that you can take charge of your own life. This involves recognizing that within each of us is the ability to live from our natural being state. Another way to put it is to say that a self-empowered individual does not let go of the power as the expert of self. The main characteristic of self-empowerment is peace. This sounds so obvious, yet most of us don't achieve inner peace. To explore this concept further, let's look at it this way. Could you be self-empowered if you have the knowledge and tools necessary for the task? Find out how many people are transforming their life from dull and stressful to happy and stress-free. First up is being aware. Awareness involves recognizing your environment, yourself, and your power. To be fully aware, you must acknowledge that you can disengage from stressful things. Awareness is about defining why you disempower yourself from environment in the first place. Be aware of the power you possess inside to take back your life as your own, claiming it for yourself. Next from there is letting go of the past. To achieve inner peace, you must live in the present moment, the right now. Holding grudges leaves you laced with inner anger that interferes with this peace. When you judge, criticize, or regret, there is an inner self laced with guilt. Forgive yourself as you forgive others. That person will experience depression and anxiety related to the past. Let the past go and recognize it for what it was, over a lesson. Did you learn? Did you apply? If so, you graduate to the next. If not, you repeat the cycle, as I always say. Forgiveness is a part of the achievement of inner peace, and it's a very valuable part. Next on, we develop a new mindset. When you have a willingness to expand and grow as a human being, you cultivate a new mindset, therefore creating and manifesting a new beginning. So think about your current dominant thoughts, habits, and beliefs. Are they serving you in a positive manner or a negative one? Cultivate a new mindset so that you can acknowledge that you have control of your mind, and not only your mind, but your emotions, and not the other way around. As you guys always know, if you follow me, I always say, per Abraham Hicks, your emotions are the indicator on where you stand in alignment with your all-being source energy, the Most High. Again, the better you feel, the more in alignment you are. The worse you feel, the further away from alignment you are. And as we tend to do today by this current paradigm, matrix paradigm, we focus more on the negative. We focus more on the problem rather than the positive and or the solution. Yes? All right. So now we're going to focus on not worrying about the future. Okay? Staying present. Tomorrow is gone. Staying present in your right now breeds your tomorrow. So why worry about tomorrow when it's not here yet? Focus on the right now. Because the right now is going to breed what happens tomorrow. There is a fine line between the future and self-empowerment. Accept the truth regarding what the future holds for you. Surrender to what is going to be yours and what you have right in front of you. Accept each challenge regarding tomorrow as an empowering event, one you can constructively utilize in your journey toward inner peace. And one of the most important, you must trust yourself first, and then resonating others. Now, I'm saying that not to just go trusting folk all willy-nilly. You got to use your discernment. You got to use your intuition, that gut instinct. Okay? And that coincides with what? Trusting yourself. Trust is the quality that propels you forward toward being a better decision maker. Make your choices and stick with them. Trust your own judgment and ability to decide. Having trust involves having faith in the self-empowerment process, as well as in the process of life. Trusting others allows you to go or to let go of worry, doubt, and dread. Now, again, I'm going to stress not to just go trusting folk all willy-nilly. I've been there, done that, learned, and am finally applying that lesson. Yes? Yes. Because oftentimes I would go against my own gut instinct, my intuition, my discernment. And I say, no, that couldn't be. They wouldn't do that. They're not like that. Oh, yes, the hell they are. So we got to get into that practice, all right? Now you got to recognize what you got. Not only what you got, but who you are and why you are. To see who you are, you must see what you got. Recognition is about the what, the who, the when, and the where. And also the why. Yes? All right. So now, once you recognize your own abilities in this disempowering process, you can achieve self-empowerment. Identify and embrace the gifts and talents you possess naturally and spiritually, becoming soul-driven, soul-intended. Don't wait on the world to acknowledge these attributes. You may be in for a wait. Now you gotta relax. Take some time out from your daily life to just relax. Letticy said it best. Take time to get away, free your mind, and run away. Meditation is an excellent way to free your body of stress. Take a few minutes each day to seek out and enjoy silence. Go for a walk. Because meditation boosts serotonin, which is the brain chemical associated with mood. Your attitude improves and your nights are more restful. Stressful. Furthermore, meditation decreases the levels of the stress hormone cortisol. Now we got to be responsible. We have to be accountable for all of our actions, for all of our choices, whether they breed contrast of experiences or bringing forth clarity. Now, this was something that was huge for me because I lived a humongous chunk of my life blaming others, blaming my mom, blaming my father, blaming my exes or wayward friends or whatever the situation is, until I got into the space of my spiritual awakening and I had to come face to face with self and own up to my accountability in what I did or what I allowed. Yes? That's huge. Once you get into a place of being accountable for all things, because you, self, we, us, all play a part. We are all accountable in the things that happen in our life, whether they are contrasting or not. We own accountability in that. Now it's up to you to walk in accountability or to walk in a victimization. I think that's a word. If it's not, I just created it. Quote me on that. All right. So again, being responsible, being accountable. To be more empowered, you must know exactly what you are responsible for in your life. Knowing this allows you to be guilt-free from life circumstances, regardless of what others try to project on you. Once you are clear on who you are, your life purpose, and you're being accountable, you're being authentic, genuine, and transparent, you're doing a damn thing. And can't no one take that from you. So again, knowing this allows you to be guilt-free from life circumstances, taking responsibility and accountability for you and your life to be empowered and independent. With that, you share your greatness. And with sharing your greatness, you help people get into their own greatness. Okay? Because this self-empowerment is not about ego. Spirituality is not about ego. For me personally, soul-driven, soul-intended, and what I do is not about ego. The services that I do is not about ego. Look at me, look at me, look at me. No, it's look at me so that you can see that you could do the same damn thing. Everything that you need is within you. Like any muscle in your body, it just needs to be exercised. The more you exercise your gifts, your natural talents, the stronger they become, the more they evolve, the more that you practice self-care, the more that you practice self-love. Ooh, that bee is trying to get out. The more you practice self-empowerment, the stronger it becomes. Yes? Yes. Believe you me, I'm talking from experience. Am I an expert? No. But I can talk about my experience and the contrast in my experience and then finding the clarity in my experiences. So, where did I leave off? Sharing your greatness. Now that you know you are on your way to self-empowered or empowered, share what you know with others. Allow people to see how great you've become because of your newfound independence and peace and your self-care, your self-love, your self-empowerment. Remember to do that in humility, honor, reverence, gratefulness, appreciation, humility. All of that makes a huge difference. Believe me. Then we want to be truthful, being transparent. When you lie, and we are all guilty of lying, regardless of the level or the intensity of the lie, we all do it, we all have done it. When you lie, you feel guilty, but some people don't give a damn. Guilt leads to shame. Shame leads to feelings of worthlessness. That's one thing that I stress to my soul-driven, soul-intended collective, to my clients. You're worthy. You're worthy of the most divine love. You're worthy to love yourself. You're worthy of all the good that you want for yourself. Stop allowing self and other people to tell you that you're damaged goods. That you're not wanted. You're not lovable. You're a mistake. Stop feeding it into that mess, because it's not true. You're worthy as you are. Your purpose and design. Remember that there's always a purpose in your design and in your creation. Honesty is really the best policy when it comes to self-empowerment. Don't treat yourself any differently than you treat others that you hold near and dear to your heart. Be truthful with yourself. Yeah? So with that said, we're going to go ahead and go on a spiritually logic. Y'all know I get tongue-tied. Segment break. And then we'll get into the next segment. As always, if you want to go ahead and support via finance, you all already know what to do. Click that support link at the bottom of the podcast page. It'll take you to the payment page. Enter that credit and debit card information. Make your monthly selection of 99 cents, $4.99 or $9.99. And for those of you who would like to pledge individually at random times, you can go ahead and utilize my Cash App, $Bryce Bryson, Bryce Bryson with a Y, not an I. And you can go ahead and utilize Venmo. That'll be #BryceBryson and or PayPal, Bryce Bryson or SoulDriven, SoulIntended at gmail.com. Also, you can click on messages if you want to send in your messages of support or content ideas for the podcast. As always, we'll be right back with you. Welcome back, folks, to your Spiritually Logic podcast. In this segment, we're going to talk about what it means to be empowered, self-empowered in spirituality. And so you're probably wondering what empowering yourself spiritually is and how it's different from empowering yourself in general, and why it's important to learn how to empower yourself spiritually. Well, self-spiritual empowerment is all about the inner awareness you have of yourself and giving yourself the power and freedom to explore your soul, beliefs, and identity. Spiritual empowerment is about being confident in your ability to reflect and tap into your mind, body, and spirit. It's being able to explore the energy inside you that makes you you, to discover your dreams and passions, and to uncover and connect with your true self. It's about connecting with the divine within you. So in a nutshell, spiritual empowerment enables you to really know and love yourself. When you know and are comfortable with your true self, you can achieve self-love, and with self-love, the world is your oyster. Yes, the key to all happiness and prosperity lies in being spiritually connected. When you are spiritually connected, you know your true value, and you won't settle for less. You won't market yourself as a discounted price or off the rack. That is why it's so important to learn how to empower yourself spiritually. So let's get into some tips on how to exactly do this, being self-empowered in spirituality. First and the most common would be meditation. This may seem like an obvious one when it comes to spiritual empowerment and practices, but it's because meditation is an incredibly powerful, if not the most powerful tool in your spiritual empowerment. You can get a lot of spiritual growth and development out of just 10 to 20 minutes of meditation a day. Now, the key with meditation, if you haven't tried it, is to start small. Even just sitting still in a quiet place for 1 minute at a time is a great place to start. You never want to force yourself to meditate, and you never really want to try to go into meditation when, especially if you're a beginner and there's so much chaos going around, whatever it may be, just general noises, kids running around the house, so on and so forth. Okay. Let's see here. Now, meditation is about clearing and quieting your mind, your thoughts, which is what may seem so intimidating about it to those of us who minds are always on the go, always running. The wheel is always turning. I can relate to that personally, because being not only a creative mind in various areas, including in the spiritual sense and artistic and natural sense, I'm also a seer, an empath. So thoughts are always running through my mind. So And quite honestly, meditation has been challenging to me. And I've had to learn not to force myself. Because when you're forcing yourself in a meditative, or trying to force yourself into a meditative state, it causes more thoughts to run rampant in your mind. Because now you're focusing on quieting your mind amongst all the other noise. Oh, somebody resonated. So said spirit. So again, the key is to start small. Okay. And for a lot of people, meditating or attempting to meditate can be at times quite intimidating. Okay? So again, meditation is all about reflecting and focusing your thoughts on what it is you want to meditate on. To meditate effectively, it is also important to do it in a location that you're comfortable and can relax in, preferably the same place every day. You can even light candles or decorate your meditation area with some crystals, incense, or other objects that carry good energy. You can meditate silently or play some music. I alternate between the two. Even a guided meditation, if you aren't sure what to meditate about or need some meditation inspiration. It can actually turn into a fun activity that you look forward to every day. Now, my particular brand of meditating is I try not to focus on one thing and just being. Meditation can work in different ways for different folk. Different folk, different strokes. I was trying to drum up the Different Strokes theme song in my brain, but I can't think of the lyrics. But anyway, moving forward. So again, with me being so driven, so intended, my goal is to quiet the mind and to simply think. I try not to focus on anything and just being in the present, the right now. And that way, once the mind quiets, it breeds, it creates a breeding space for divine inspiration, guidance, directions to come in, or clarity. Okay, and I say that not to say that you should not have or you can't have anything to focus on going into meditation, just for me, my soul driven, soul intended practice. Okay. So moving forward, in order to focus your meditation and how to empower yourself spiritually, we're going to go ahead and get into some tips on topic suggestions to help get you started, okay? So starting off, how can I be a better person today? When have I been the most proud of myself and why? Are there any negative energies in my life I need to remove? What positive energies in my life can I focus on today? Or what can I do to love myself more or better today? Or just simply love myself? What are my favorite qualities about myself? Who am I when I'm alone without any outside influences? How do I make the world a better place? What are my core beliefs? Remember to be patient with yourself in your meditation practice. Don't try to force it. If within a couple of minutes it's becoming a struggle to you, it's okay to stop. Again, remember, start slow and easy, simple, okay? If it has to be a minute of meditation a day, or 1 minute increments, 2 minute increments, three, and so on and so forth, do it the way it works, or do it in the manner that it works best for you. Yes? Alrighty? So again, remember to be patient with yourself in your meditation practice, because it is something that can take a lifetime to master. Another meditation life hack to zen you out when your mind is racing is to focus on your breathing and take long, deep breaths. And if still meditation is too challenging for you, you can also start with moving meditations, which work better for some people. This can include yoga, running, and really any exercise that makes your mind feel focused and quiet. All right? So in whichever manner that best suits you, try it out or try samples of various different forms of meditation. Okay? Now, next up, you want to go outside and connect with nature, which is one of the most natural ways of meditation. Okay? I have yet to meditate out in nature, but that is something that I'm yearning to do and I'm excited to try, because just the thought of being in and one with nature is simply amazing to me. Nature is another great spiritual empowerment facilitator. In fact, you can even combine tips 1 and 2 and meditate outside in a quiet part of nature that you love. Nature is awesome because she is filled with calming and high frequency energies. I've never really heard, in my personal experience or through different contents and media, social media or whatever, that being out in nature stresses them out. Outside of like maybe mosquitoes or bugs or something of that. But you know, that's just simple, you know, insecticides, because that would poison, but that's just the insects, inhabiting that area. All right, but either way, that's another story. The elements of nature and the energy they carry and charge you with are ultra grounding and can serve to balance out the energy within you so you can focus on your spiritual empowerment. Now, disconnecting with technology, the chaos of society, drama with people, stress of work, etc., and just taking some time to shut off and connect with nature is one of the most spiritually empowering things you can do. After a long day of sitting at the desk and staring at a screen, the one thing many people enjoy doing is taking a walk with their dog or just gazing at the sky. Me, I love stargazing at night, and being here in Dallas, Texas, I get to experience that. Back home in Chicago, where I'm from, born and raised, we don't see no stars. We'll be lucky if we see a couple. But the sky is just sprinkled with stars during the nighttime here in Dallas. And I absolutely love it. I absolutely love it. Okay? You can gaze at trees or waterfalls or bright patch of grass or anything that isn't man-made and it is a natural source or resource. And most people instantly feel a refreshing charge of energy. Connecting with nature outside of you is therapeutic and calming, but you can also connect with nature within you to feel the same results. Reflecting on the fact that you yourself are part of nature brings you to a very grounded and humble place where you can look at yourself as connected with and part of the universe, allowing you to assess who you are at your most basic, genuine, authentic, transparent state of being. Seeing yourself as nature and appreciating that you have divine energy within you can also help you to see your value and beauty. The same way God made nature and nature is perfect and beautiful, God made you and you are perfect and beautiful in your purpose and design. Being soul driven, soul intended, eh? Yes. Just the way you are. Now, tapping into nature and the nature within you and around you is a great way to feel connected with the earth, the divine, and ultimately yourself, the all-being source energy, the Most High. Connecting with nature allows you to appreciate the little things in life, not taking for granted the warmth of the sun on your skin, the beauty of the blue sky, the ground beneath your feet, a cool breeze on your cheek. Cheek on your face or your booty cheeks. It depends on what's being displayed. I can't think of the word that I actually want to use. But you know how folk are these days. Yep. Could also remind you why it's so great to be alive. And so great to be you. Nature can deepen your spiritual connection to the universe and more importantly to your true self and the nature within you. Now you want to think positively and choose faith over fear. Walk in the abundance of the strength that is within you, of you. This one can be tricky because it is much easier said than done. So have some patience again with yourself when practicing this particular tip. Spiritual empowerment is living in and seizing the present moment, being in your right now. Not worrying about your tomorrow, but being in your right now, for your right now breeds your tomorrow. Yeah? Okay? This is a pretty hard, a pretty challenging thing to do when you're constantly operating in a state, an energy of fear and or negativity. That's why it's important to shift your mentality to a positive and faith-based mentality in order to be spiritually empowered, to be soul-driven, soul-intended. Yes, I'm going to keep plugging my business into that. That's what we do. Yeah? All right. It's all about detecting when those negative thoughts or that fear creeps into your mind and catching them before they gain momentum on. And I said momentum on purpose. Fresh Prince of Bel Air. Now, the tough part is changing again the fear and negativity into faith, knowing, and positivity. This is all about perspective. And sometimes we trick ourselves into positive mind frames by doing things like forcing a smile or repeating a positive mantra until your mind begins to follow your actions. And it's also about your emotions. If you know me and my content, you already know where I'm going with that. I'm going to let you all fill that in this time. Now, moving forward, one easy way to change your thoughts positively and empower yourself spiritually is to just think of the things that you love about yourself. Let your emotions be your guide. That's all I'm going to say. That's the only hint I'm giving y'all. Let your emotions be your guide. Again, one of the most easiest ways to change your thoughts is positively empowering yourself spiritually by thinking of the things that you love about yourself. Don't be shy with it either. Cater to you. Cater to self. It breeds that energy and that resonation of vibration in order to get you into alignment of where you need to be. Okay? It doesn't have to be something that's extra deep. Actually, the more simple, the easier for you to resonate. Maybe you love your eyes, your dimples, your booty cheeks, your titties, whatever. That's hard. And eventually you'll be able to think of qualities and characteristics on a more profound level that you love about your inner self, which is what actually matters, or matters the most. And that's what spiritual empowerment is all about, folks. Loving what makes you you on the inside. Again, being soul driven, soul intended. One way to conquer fear and turn it into faith, is to face your fears. Conquer them, motherfuckers. Okay? conquer them. You can do it. Step out of your comfort zone. You may hate it. It may be scary. But you also just may love it at the same time and wonder what it is that you were actually afraid of in the beginning. If nothing else, you can be proud of yourself for at least trying. After all, you can't empower yourself spiritually by doing the same things you've always done. You have to step outside the box, think outside of the box. My preference is breaking the box completely, yes? Okay? Have faith that uncomfortable changes will result in spiritual growth and expansion, and even become evident in the mental and emotional sense of growth and expansion and physical. Okay? It can be done. And remember, life doesn't always go your way. It's about the progress, not perfection. It's about the journey, not the destination. Again, it's about the journey, not the destination. The journey, not the destination. Because if we're born into our destination, what is life for? It's the journey. Don't expect to be able to always think positively and cast out all fear in your mind overnight. It's not going to happen. It's a process. Even the most spiritual gurus of all time have occasional fear or negative thoughts. It's what you do once you realize that those thoughts are creeping in. Do you stop the momentum, or do you let it build momentum, which makes it harder to stop? And in some cases, depending on how strong the momentum or how fast the momentum is, can be nearly impossible. Keep in mind that every day is a new beginning, a new opportunity to improve yourself and grow spiritually, to expand, to ascend, if you will. Every day is a new shot at empowering yourself spiritually and an inch closer to your goal of loving and connecting with your true self. Let the light in. Every day that you wake up, pull them curtains back, pull those blinds up, get in that sun. Yes? Decide that it's going to be a great day, no matter what happens. Get excited about the potential each day brings, because the universe got your back, boo. Growth and abundance don't come from negativity and fear. It never has. They sprout from love, faith, and good vibes, trusting in the knowing that it is and always will be. Focus on the high frequency vibrations of faith and love. And not much can go wrong when that becomes your focal point, your main focal point, your default focal point, if you will. Okay? We all know that you can't always control your surroundings, but you can control yourself, your emotions, your energy, your perspective in the aspect of what's going on in, around, and about you. There's always something to be grateful and appreciative for and positive about. And if you can't find something at all, there's a problem. By being in a positive mind frame, you release good energy and allow abundance and love to come back into your life. Be the change that you want to see in the world. Don't bring up a problem if you don't have a solution, or at least an idea of a solution. Because if you don't, you're just complaining. And complaining breeds more things to complain about. You see how that works? So again, be the change that you want to see in the world. Sending out love and good vibes will help you love yourself and attract good vibes into your life, furthering your spiritual, soul-driven, soul-intended journey. Loving others and allowing them to love you properly and be themselves without judgment will allow you to love yourself again, properly. and be who you are without judgment, without reservations, without shame, without hiding, without trying to please someone because of their expectations of who you are, where their expectations don't define you. You do. And that's the ultimate goal of spiritual empowerment, folk. That's what it's about. So with that said and done, that's going to bring this Spiritually Logic podcast to an end. As always, I love you all so very much and thank and appreciate you all for supporting me, Soul Driven, Soul Intended, Spiritually Logic podcast, for all your loving and positive energy through the contrast, through the clarity. As always, if you want to go ahead and show your financial support, you could go ahead and click on that support link at the bottom of this podcast page. It'll take you to your credit and debit card page where you will enter in that information and choose your monthly donation price in the amount of 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99. Whichever amount you choose will be deducted from that card on the date that you submit the payment. Yes, if you rather submit individual payments, you can always utilize my Cash App, $BryceBryson. That's Bryce Bryson with a Y, not an I. My Venmo, #BryceBryson. PayPal, Bryce Bryson. Or Soul Driven, Soul Intended @gmail.com. If you would like to send voice messages of support or lend ideas for content to be discussed on Spiritually Logic, you can go ahead and click on that message link and it'll take you to where you need to be. So again, I love you all so very much. I thank you for being a part of the Soul Driven, Soul Intended Collective. And until next time, deuces.